T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Big hour ahead. Hot seat coming up. If you missed the beginning of the Doug Peterson conversation we had an hour ago, you will hear the beginning of it again during our hot seat. I do want to update people on one quick story later in the hour on the Phillies, because it seems like they have changed course on their front office, which is good news. But underline it now. When I think of Ross Tucker, Al, I think of a wine snob. Only it's football.
Okay.
Russ Tucker is a connoisseur of American professional football.
Yes, he is.
And he is on the line with us because he is our football expert. Hi, Ross.
Hello, Angelo. I can assure you, by the way, I am not a wine snob at all. I don't like wine at all. Wine snobs are people like Al.
I understand that. But you're kind of a football snob because you love good football. It's got to be quality football. And I want to stop by asking you if you've enjoyed the Eagles this season, and especially yesterday.
No, not really. And I would say yesterday was probably – it's weird. I think it was probably the most concerning game of the season. On the one hand, I think it's a positive that Carson Wentz didn't turn it over. I remember thinking the Cowboys game might have been the most concerning because Wentz had 4 terrible turnovers, and I'm sitting here thinking, man – if this young man can't figure this out, he's not going to be the guy we thought he could be. But yesterday felt almost worse. I mean, yesterday you have Miles Sanders back, and he looks good. You have Lane Johnson back. He looks good. Alshon Jeffrey's back. And Wentz doesn't turn it over, and you still lose by 10. You only score 17 points. And the scariest thing about that game, Angelo, is that that was no fluke. The Giants were the better team. The Giants deserve to win that game.
Absolutely right. And I want to start with that. They came out with 1 week of prep and just took over control from the beginning. 85-yard drive, 75-yard drive. Ross, it did not look like the Eagles were even contesting the ball on defense in the first two drives. Explain that to us. They were not ready to play, were they?
No, they weren't. I don't really know why. You know, the thing that is so puzzling to me, two things. First of all, that was like the best game Daniel Jones has ever played.
Yes.
So if you're the defense of a team of a kid who plays his best game ever, that's not really, doesn't really speak very well of you. I mean, and not only that, you knew he was going to run it. You know he's fast when he's not falling on his face. He was fast and was a factor with his legs 2 weeks ago when they played. And yet, for him to be able to run it like that, and the Eagles have nobody there, and it be that open, very, very concerning. Really, you know, here's the thing, Angelo. It was all three phases. I mean, they're 0-for-9 on third down. The defense was really poor. And it wasn't as much of a factor, but they're special teams, they got beat. I mean, they're not catching punts for some unknown reason. They're letting Peppers have a good punt return. I mean, they legitimately got beat soundly in all three phases. This is not one where we, you know, all day it's Wentz or it's Doug. I mean, it was literally the whole team.
Absolutely. 0-for-9 on third down is a massive factor in the game. Explain it.
Yeah, so third down to me is a factor of a couple things. It's heavily reliant on coaching and quarterback. And, you know, we've talked about this all year. I never liked the default, just always blame the quarterback, always blame the coach. But it's true. I mean, they don't do a very good job of scheming guys open. for easy third down conversions, a lot of that's coaching. I mean, you look at some of these other teams, and it seems like third down conversions are relatively easy sometimes. I mean, the Bucs didn't punt it once yesterday. They didn't punt it once. You know, meanwhile, the Eagles can't convert a single third down. It's also a bad look for Wentz. And I didn't think Wentz was horrible yesterday. That might even be worse, right? That Wentz was okay in the game, and they still couldn't convert a third down, even though Miles Sanders was back, even though Goddard was healthy. You know, all of the Angelo, I would say, like crutches or excuses that I have thought were plausible about all these injured guys, all these guys are out. Well, yesterday was kind of their dudes. I mean, yesterday was kind of who they're going to be rolling with, which makes it even worse.
All right, we are all pretty much agreement, the first people to blame. Even the coach is acknowledging it was Doug Peterson. So here's the question on that. How much should we blame a coach when the entire team stinks?
Well, probably quite a bit. And I'm a huge Doug Peterson fan. You know that. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
But, you know, how many games have they lost in a row now coming off of a bye? It didn't feel like the team was ready to play on either side of the ball, certainly not on defense. And so, you know, when you have a bye week, Angelo, the coaches don't really take much time off. They spend that whole time doing a self-scout. And actually what will happen is Jim Schwartz and the defensive coaches will watch the offensive games, and the offensive coaches will watch the defense, and they'll be, hey, you guys are doing this. You should do this. We should try this. It's called a self-scout. That's what they came out of it with? Like that they had 2 weeks. They did a self-scout to really see how they can improve the team, and they came out worse. Like that's hard to do.
That's fascinating. All right, I'm going to read you the headline right now on NBC Sports Philadelphia's website because I want to know if you think we're reaching that point already. The headline is time running out on Doug Peterson? Do you think so?
I don't think so. I think based on what he's done the last 3 years, I would give him a mulligan year this year for all the different stuff going on, right? The injuries, the pandemic, whatever you want to say. But I do think he will be on notice, if you will, going into next year. You know, obviously, 1 year you can say, okay, it was a down year. There's a lot of different reasons and factors why it was a down year. But if it happens again next year, that will be a totally different volume. I think it would be premature and a mistake based on what we've seen the last 3 years to have the time run out on Doug the end of this year, almost no matter what happens. I would rather, Angelo, this is just me, I'd rather give him next year to fight back from it, to battle out, you know, to have a full off season, hopefully with off season training and everything. I'd rather give him that opportunity than move on from him and hire some other guy that might suck. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we know that Doug Peterson has won a bunch of games and can do some really positive things, including the Super Bowl, including other playoff games. I'm a little bit nervous. I'd rather go with Doug next year than go with the unknown, that's for sure.
Fair enough. Let's play this game then. Is time running out on Jim Schwartz?
Well, I would say no, only because I feel like they've actually been pretty decent on defense a lot of the games this year. You know, when you consider how many turnovers Wentz has had, I think the defense has actually done a pretty commendable job at times. But if they perform the way they did yesterday the rest of the season, then I do think that would probably be something they take a long, hard look at. Yeah, I think if they allow more young quarterbacks to have the best game of their season, best game of their career over the second half of the season, it'll be a consideration. And the thing is, Angelo, with the teams they're coming up against these next five games, Jim Schwartz better have that defense ready or it could get ugly.
Is time running out on Carson Wentz?
No, I don't think so. I think I kind of put him in the Peterson category where unless it's horrible the rest of this year, I would give him next year with the understanding that if he started next year as bad as, you know, as he's played at times this year, then you probably put Jalen Hurts in at some point. I don't know if, you know, this is looking way down the line, but if Wentz struggles the rest of this year, you know, give him the full off season, give him a not, you know, not a pandemic off season, goes into next year. But I would think if he started off next year struggling, they would probably go to Hurts after a couple games, and probably rightfully so at that point.
All right, Russ, I need a break here for a second because I have a question for Rhea Hughes based on body language. Rhea Hughes, is time running out on Ross Tucker?
Yes.
After that Redskins pick you gave me yesterday.
Wait a minute.
The Washington
team. You gave him a Washington pick, Ross, and Jonesy lost some money, too.
Hold on a second, Jonesy.
I listened to the pregame show, and you said they would win outright.
Listen, on the Even Money podcast, I took Washington plus 4 points. That was the way to go.
I got him at 2.5. I listened to your
pregame. Because I think that they have a great chance to win outright. My bad, Jonesy, that they had a roughing the passer penalty, and the guy made a 59-yard field goal to win by 3. You're right. I was way off. I totally
Send me the check.
That.
Send Tucker. Me the check.
He still lost his mind. One last one, Ross. Who will win the NFC East?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I wasn't ready for that one. Can I flip a – it's either the Eagles or the Giants. Can I flip a coin? I mean, right now, I'm still going to go Eagles. I'm
He's
still
going Eagles.
Strong with the Eagles because they have a half-game lead. But I do think right now the Giants are playing the best.
Ross Tucker with a lot of controversial stuff. Rhea will be calling you later to yell at you. See you later, Ross.
It's going to be that.
Rhea, stop shrugging. I know what I'm talking about.
It wasn't shrugs. I had a gun to my head.
Yeah, she – see you later, Ross. Just so you know. That issue came up on the postgame show with Seth Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he picked the Eagles out?
No.
No?
Listen to Seth.
You talk about the record and you talk about the NFC East. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to the playoffs. They're just not. I mean, you cannot objectively look at this football team and think that they're going to get better than what they are right now.
And what makes it really great is the scowl on his face on a Zoom lens from Arizona.
Yeah.
It's great TV because he looks at you like, and not only that, I may come to your house and kill you.
No,
I don't think he's that.
No, it's just he's it got that
like,
look.
He is mean,
and you watch it and you go, he should be in the locker room. Talking to the defense after that performance in the first quarter, plus the first play of the second quarter. Just to get his thoughts. Because he wants to strangle Fletcher Cox right
now.
Because Fletcher Cox is not a Seth Joyner type of player. Seth Joyner, if there were 60 snaps, he gave you 60 hard snaps.
Mm-hmm.
If there's 60 snaps for Cox, he gives you 25. The other 35, he takes a break. Nah, he's not. Cox is an overrated player. And that's what he said in a tweet, that he would have it out with Cox for what he did yesterday. Dan's on the line next from South Jersey. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Angela.
Danny, how you feeling right now?
Well, I'm surprised that people are surprised. I mean, if you've watched the Giants play over the past month, you could see they were on the ascension, and the Eagles just haven't been playing well from the beginning of the season, so it wasn't surprising to see them lose. What should trouble everybody is this schedule doesn't get any easier, so they very well could go 2-5 in their next 7 games. So
that may be optimistic. Since the next 5, they will be odds against all 5 times.
Yes.
They will be the underdog 5 consecutive games starting Sunday at Cleveland.
I agree. And they very well could lose 5 of those 7 games. It's very possible. So the scary part is they could win the division with 5 wins.
The tie may get them in.
I'm going to tell you the truth. If I had a pick right now, I think the Giants. They got an easier schedule. Right. They're playing better.
No, I agree. They're definitely playing better. But I think this is the first time you've ever had Doug on where I think he felt unconfident. He felt he was definitely not his typical self.
He was angry. He was mad. All Ava did was read the results of a fan poll. And 72%, he was at fault, and then he came on. She's going to play it in a minute. Wow. I was not – Dan, I've been talking to a guy for 5 years. That was the angriest he's ever been.
It's at his feet. This is all at his feet.
Yeah. He's feeling the pressure now.
The heat's at his feet, for sure.
And I do think, you know, the quarterback, I think we've seen enough 5 years.
Yep.
I don't think he's part of their future.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
He said no after Ross said yes. All right, when we come back, some drama. Al, the leader of the Dirty 30, Jason, has a prepared statement that he would like to read.
Nice.
That's correct,
Al. Don't miss it.
He is a great orator. He is a great speaker. And he'll be on with a prepared statement. Big Rube is coming on, Al, probably to crow about the fact that the Steelers are much better.
Yeah.
Undefeated. I am thinking seriously of adopting them for the remainder of the season.
Oh, Lord.
Not at the exclusion of the Birds, just to add a team that is interesting. And then Will of God, I'm sure we'll have some stylings as well. 215-592-9494. Get on now. WIP Sports Time 915.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.